A reading from Luke 6, 1-5. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick up some heads of grain, rub them in their hands, and eat the kernels. Some of the Pharisees asked, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, taking the consecrated bread. He ate what is lawful only for priests to eat, and he also gave some to his companions." Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath."
This is one of those stories that scholars use when they're debating the question, did Jesus ever break the Torah or not? There's this raging, heated debate that takes place primarily in seminaries on this topic. Did Jesus break the Torah or not? And why does it matter? And so here's one of those ones where they use this to discuss that. And you know, he clearly appears to be breaking the Sabbath to the Pharisees. Like, how can you're basically harvesting grain? You're letting your disciples, you know, harvest and then eat grain that's not allowed according to Torah on the Sabbath. And Jesus harkens back to the story of David that would have been well known when David does the same. But David, who is king, says, "No, wait a minute, there's a loophole in the law for priests to do this on the Sabbath." And so David positions himself in a priestly role, which is a bit of a surprise probably, but Jesus recalls that. And what that reminds me of is what we know about Jesus, which is that he's actually all three of the Old Testament offices: prophet, priest, and king. We use this phrase that there are offices in the Old Testament. There were prophets, there were priests, and there were kings. And Jesus arrives on the scene, and the Pharisees are treating him just like a rabbi. "You're just a rabbi, you're just a teacher, therefore you're breaking the law." And Jesus is basically saying, no, I'm prophet, I'm priest, and I am king. He's all three of those things. And there's a lot to be unpacked there that we don't have time for in this podcast, but y'all can look this up online. It's a fascinating theological subject. What does it mean that Jesus was prophet, priest, and king? And then the sort of the fourth office is judge, and he will ultimately be the judge of all of humanity as well. He's prophet, priest, and king. That's our Lord. That's Jesus. So he can do, in other words, he can do what he needs to do on the Sabbath without breaking Torah. Because he's a priest, but he's also prophet and king.
But I mean, before we even started talking about this, listening to the reading, what struck me was a common occurrence that happens throughout Jesus's ministry, and it kind of culminates in. Caesarea Philippi. We were there, actually, a place of many waters. And Jesus is relaxing with his disciples when he asks them, "What do people say that I am?" And then he asks them a more pointed question, "But who do you say that I am?" And that the question of the identity of Jesus Christ runs through the entire four Gospels, but here he does give an answer. Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath," which is kind of confirming what you were saying. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. He's identifying himself, not exactly directly, but he's saying the Son of Man, which is what he's called himself by some, is Lord of the Sabbath. I mean, he has his identity with God very clearly. And I think it's really an important thing. It's almost Peter answers that question directly, but he's the only one that does. "Who do you say that I am?" But I have said many times, and I think what I've said in these podcasts, that question comes down through the centuries and is still as vibrant and real to everybody that claims to be a Christian. But who do you say that Jesus is? And I think it's a hard thing for some people to answer, actually.